Well, it depends on the situation. If it's a deal where, you know, well, here, let me say this first. When I go into a deal, I know the techs are worried about their money, right? Okay, I don't know this. I don't know this body shop or dealership. I feel the same way because I'm a tech.
Yeah.
I don't know the dealership and body shop. So when we land a deal, the moment we agree, the first thing I say to him is, as I know how you probably normally pay your vendors is every 30 days or longer or whatever. In Hale, it has to be once a week. So I need to meet your accountant or your controller and let them understand that they're going to get an invoice every Thursday, a statement, and we need a check every Monday. No questions asked, even if you haven't been paid for it. And that's the first thing I tackle. And most guys are afraid to say that. That's the last thing. If they tell me, oh, you're looking at 60 days and I got 10 guys in there, I'll just tell them straight up, man, I'm not set up for that. I can't payroll, you know, 10 guys making 10 grand a week for 2 months. That's impossible for me.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And if that's a deal breaker, I'll walk from it because am I losing money? I'm probably leaving money on the table, but I'm not risking losing $500,000 either. It's just not worth it. There's another body shop or a dealership down the road that I'll take a chance on instead. So, but yeah, absolutely. I pay guys ahead of time all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. But dude, I think that, something you just touched on there, that's like a really good tip for guys that are, you know, maybe not calling in a management team and they're trying to handle Hale on their own is meet with that controller, meet with that accountant and make sure, you know, you're getting paid right away because,
dude, I'll get their cell phone number. I'll get their cell phone number. I'll say, hey, Mary, this is my cell phone number. Can I have yours? Cause I don't want to be blowing your phone up or, I'll just text you, and they don't mind. I'll be, hey, it's Ryan. Did you get the statement? Yep, got it. Should be Monday. Cool, I'll hit you up. Develop that. They're just regular people, and they kind of appreciate that. It's a texting world. Who cares if you're texting?
Yeah,
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's cool that you go in there and kind of set the stage and just communicate with them. Be like, hey, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be pushing a lot of money through the shop, and we need to get paid. So let's work
and
out
most,
a system.
Most of the time, they have no problem because they also don't want – if you're doing a dealership with 400 cars and it's light damage and you're done in 2 weeks, they don't want a statement with 400 cars on it at once because then now they've got to go through all this stuff. We send them – every single car that's done, I'll send them an invoice for it. So they can be keeping up with the invoices as they go. So on Thursday, they might have skipped a day, so they might have 2 days to catch up with, but they're done, you know? When I go into MTE, I got another thing. I got a piece of paper. I haven't made it yet. I need to get off my butt and do it. But I'm going to make a little check sheet for all these local guys that's, you know, if they think they're going to do it on their own, some of them are capable of it. I really believe that, especially in a smaller storm. Then I'm going to have them a little check sheet. When you go home and you really want to get ready, do this, you know. Talk to these people, say these things. Here's your checklist. Get yourself a list. Make phone calls. Get you 20 guys ready. And that way you're ready. Because if you don't need me, I'm not going to be like, well, good luck, buddy. You'll call me later. You know, if they really want to try it, good for them. And if they can't, they'll call. If they can, then if I can help them, you know, it's, dude, I tell everybody by the end of the year, every December 31st, I promise you, I'll look back. And I'll have a good year. I had a good year this year. So losing out on a deal or not, it doesn't bother. That's just not me. So if I can help these guys out, that's what I'm going to do.
I think that checklist is awesome, dude. You could do like two of them. You could do like a pre-storm checklist, you know, getting prepared, and then a checklist for when it hits.
Yep.
You know, maybe front and back, you know, a laminated piece of paper or something. Yeah, that's cool. And that's something that I would like want to put up on PDR Talk and, you know, associate with your company and everything. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. When I get this thing done, I might procrastinate and wait till January, but you know, I might even do it this weekend. Who knows? But as soon as I do it, I'll send it to you.